The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right is Professor Heather Hill.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I did not mean.
No, it's okay. I'm looking up a restaurant.
You're looking up a restaurant.
It is Voyager, I
think. It's a big deal.
You're right.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, Voyager is really good. We were talking about, hello everybody, we were talking about how two local chefs are going to be on Top Chef.
Top Chef.
According to Professor Oljar from Voyager, which is a wonderful restaurant in Ferndale.
Oh, yes.
It's good. The restaurant's good. They have great oysters.
If you go happy hour, they have $2 shucks
two bucks for oysters.
If you're an oyster fan.
I just think it's great, and I think you've set a record for how quickly we got from the intro to
food.
I mean, it's 100%. Yes. It's Friday. We're hungry. We're tired. That's the way it goes.
Lots of chocolates.
Where's the Statue of Liberty?
That's right.
Yeah. Professor Stephen Manning is here with us. Stephen, good to see you. It seems like you already have your Red Sox versus Yankees tickets.
We do,
plan ahead.
We do, yes. We're planning ahead for late June, which you have to do.
That is what you got to do.
Do some of the things we're going to do.
And I got parking, too.
Oh, of course you did. Absolutely. That's important. Fenway is a great place to see a game. No question about it.
Ugh, love it.
Yep. That's great. Continuing around the table, Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
What's going on in the neighborhood that I have no perception of?
I have no idea. I've yet to come up for air. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've just been stuck in my studio forever.
This is what happens when somebody undergoes sugar withdrawal.
Yes.
They have no perception.
I'm telling you right now.
It's not a sugar thing. It's just a stupidity thing. That's awesome.
Continuing around the table, we are blessed to have a guest panelist here with us today. First time on the show, so something magical will happen, Professor Madison Fitzgerald Russell is our new physics lecturer here at the university.
Yeah.
Thanks
Hi,
for
Madison.
Joining us.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Physics has done some expansion.
Apparently.
In recent years.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. We're glad to have you here.
Next, we need a bachelor of science physics.
Well, that's another thing that we're working on.
Because that responsibility to you. Yeah.
Well, if all you have is facade, you kind of really need something to supplement.
You just send it over to me. I approve it. We get it through. It's fine. We'll get it done.
Easy peasy.
Fine.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Madison, our running joke, because we're always recording on Friday afternoons, is you only have two choices to describe your week, hell or super hell. So what was it?
I didn't know we had that rule.
I mean... super hell.
Okay.
Yeah.
No visible scars.
No visible scars.
You can't see my scars normally.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, that's just
they're
the way
internal.
It is. We're very, very happy to have you. We're not going to tell you what the show is about. You just got to figure everything out as you go.
Wait.
Trial by
so
fire.
Kind of you.
I guess there is.
Yes, we'll be assessing the show.
Oh, yeah. We'll do some assessment at the end. Professor Daniel Maxwell is here with us today.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You have a little mic stand there. That's kind of nice.
I do have a little mic stand because we have so many faculty here today that I was not fitting on the octopus. So I get my own special private microphone today.
Excellent. That's cool.
It's a mini octopus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what was one weird thing that a student did to you today? I mean...
Just one?
Just one. I was going to say, just one weird thing. I got called Dr. Evans, even though I've only been teaching this class now for 2 months.
And Kendra's students tend to call her Mrs. Evans.
I get Mrs. Maxwell all the time or Mrs. Curtis. I did have a student, though, this week. They were like, hey, professor, hey, teacher from across the room. And they were like, her name is Dr. Maxwell. And I was like,
nice.
Yes, it is.
Boom.
Wow. Bonus points.
There are some
Mic
good students.
Drop on that.
Yeah. Very good. Very, very good.
I had a student try to Madison me.
Oh!
And the other students went, that's Dr. Fitz.
Yes.
Good.
Nice. Like you don't allow students to call you by your first name?
Nope.
Bold.
I always had.
And now it's a verb.
Yeah.
So we can all say we get Madisoned when it happens.
No first naming.
No first naming.
No.
What?
We're not cool like that.
No.
I've been called worse.
When I started here, a lot of my students were older than me.
Okay, well,
so,
all right.
It felt weird.
Sure, but after a while, you know, things can be different.
You know, I worked hard for that. Doctor.
That's right.
You're going to call me that.
Oh my God. Wow.
Professor Mara Livesey is also here.
Hello.
I hesitate to ask what a student has inflicted upon you this last week. Because I know you've got something good cooking.
You know, I wish I remembered.
Oh, jeez.
Is this a mom brain thing or?
Yes. The confluence of mom brain and pregnancy brain yes. means that I come off much better in writing than in person because if I have time to think, the words always come.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that like two positive making a negative kind of thing here? Is that what it is?
I think it's exponential, actually. Yeah, exponential.
You can talk about your hood. Yeah. Your hood has been driving up a wall.
That could be the thing that happened to me from a student. It's not a student. It's my fume hood in my lab, and it was screaming at me all this afternoon.
Okay.
And I tried to, you know, press the buttons, but it kept on going off.
The alarm?
Yeah, the alarm. Huh. The flow was at like 30.
Okay, sure, because reasons. Yeah. I don't have anything to say. Yeah. Except for... Professor Molly Barlow, how is the hood in your lab doing today?
Be very careful how you answer
this. It's a family show, Matt.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I can answer that.
And how are we this week?
I'm doing all right. A lot of student meetings this week. They keep promoting me to doctor, which I don't mind.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
They're going to give me a raise. That'd be even better. But
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking for that.
I'm not, but...
It's right next to Bigfoot.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think it's also important for women, you know, because women are more likely to be called Mrs.
That's
than
true.
Professor yes. or Doctor. True.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was once called Professor Evans, I will be honest with you, except for Kendra was standing right next to me, and the student was behind us, so that's my stand-up.
Wow, we have the same name. Fantastic.
Poor Kendra.
Mrs.
Poor Kendra.
Evans duplicated.
Yeah. Professor Beth Oljar is here, working on your truth tables.
Oh, yeah. So exciting.
Truth table. These scenarios, I always see you working out these keys every semester, and I'm always fascinated by it. I love logic. It's so much fun.
You're probably wondering, why don't you keep the same key?
No, that's great. You got to keep them guessing. Come on.
It's the same assignment.
All right.
Shush.
People are listening.
Not everybody is listening right now.
Oh, I'm going to have to start giving quizzes in class, I think.
Yeah, we're at that point.
I am sure they are out there somewhere.
And you are one step away from oral exams. Frankly, we should just go back to the 1870s, like right now. You know what I mean?
Okay, you won't do the reading. You won't talk in class. What am I doing here?
I don't know.
Like, I get paid whether you talk or not. So I can lecture until the cows come home.
Also true.
And then at the end of the, I love it. And at the end of the term, well, you shouldn't just talk at us. And I'm like, do you think I can pry your jaws apart and force you to speak? If I could do that, I would.
I would.
Because guess what? In the really real world of grown-up adults, you're going to have to talk to people.
Absolutely.
When you work. This, it makes me uncomfortable, is going to do you right out of a promotion. I watched this happen to somebody at Drew's company. He never gave any of his own ideas or said anything at meetings.
Next.
So when he applied for a promotion, nobody had any reason to think
that's right
that he could do it.
I'm gotta start climbing the ladder sometime.
So I have a quick question before we get to our questions.
Sure.
For all the professors here, would you rather have a student, when you call on that student, say, I don't know, or I pass?
Option one, please.
Option one.
I think the first one by a long shot.
I've gotten that more over the last few years than I think I've ever gotten. I pass.
Like, passing's not an option. So sorry.
You're not in charge of a quiz show. You're in charge of a class.
Can I get a lifeline?
Can I call mom? Can I call mommy?
Can I call chat?
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You stump the panel, you receive a brand new edition of the ATB coffee mug and the autographed photograph of the profs. If you don't stump the panel, we'll still send you the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Unfortunately, I got to do a little bit of a prelude here because these questions have been sitting around for so long. I'm so sorry I did not print the cover sheet. And then I looked at the full set and there's no identifying information. I'm going to have to get back on that. But these questions are too good. It'll be fun. Okay. Hello, profs. It's been a long time since I submitted questions. We've been busy with a lot of things, primarily moving from the UP back home to Dearborn. We miss seeing Superior every day, but it's good to be back in the land of fabulous ethnic food and pizza. Thank you. That's my stomach just jumped. Besides, no one up there makes a good coney. So back at it. Here are 8 questions on roadside Americana, and just for fun, 2 special ones for Beth at the
it
end.
It might be Marilyn.
It could be.
The woman from the UP.
And her husband, Dennis.
Who also reads.
Was it Parson? Oh, gosh,
no,
what was the last
Marilyn
name?
Marilyn Bachork and her husband,
yes,
Dennis.
Okay. She reads Nero Wolfe's, which is how we connected.
Then I think we just figured it out. You saved my butt for the 10th time.
I used to coach against her team.
Mm-hmm.
How often have I done that now, Matt? I'm just kidding.
You know, we saved your ass in World War III. What is so interesting about the outdoor museum that's in Amarillo, Texas?
Is it shaped like an
armadillos?
It is not. It is
banjos.
Not.
And it's not very interesting.
There are armadillos outside of it? Yeah, that would be cool.
There are no yellows involved.
Right. It's Amarillo, right? It's not armadillo. So that's the first
thing. I knew that. Oh. I just thought it would be kind of
cool. That makes a difference.
They do have armadillos in Texas.
They do.
Paul Bunyan?
They do.
They do.
No, no, but you're thinking
giant
outside America.
Giant tire,
Americana. Donuts. I mean, you're pretty close with giant tire.
Are we talking about like the big armadillo? Like a big sort of fiberglassy thing.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's actual human-made objects that are buried in the dirt.
Oh, Carhenge.
Yeah, it's Carhenge. It's what's called the Cadillac Museum. 10 Cadillacs are buried nose down, so they stand up in a row, and she provided us with pictures for
well,
all
nice.
Those. So it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Go there and tag one.
Sure.
Sure.
The USS Kearsarge Veterans Memorial in Calumet, Michigan is one of 3 stone boats built in the 1930s. Who built them and why?
My brother, my oldest stepbrother, served on the Kearsarge.
Huh,
Career Navy.
That's awesome.
Oh, did he build them?
No.
Oh.
I'm fairly sure not.
Now, again, in Calumet are 3 stone boats that were built there in the 30s. Who built them and why?
Stone boats.
Stone boats.
Is it memorial of some sort? If they're stone. They're
you
not
know,
really...
just this once, with regard to the military, it's not a memorial.
Calumet, Illinois.
Amazing,
Calumet,
right?
Michigan.
Michigan. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yep.
Henry Ford.
A cement company?
You're closer than a memorial, but not quite there yet.
Was it supposed to, like, boost the economy?
That's
get,
actually
get
a pretty
people
good
hired?
Guess.
Yeah. Is it a person or a corporation?
It actually was some military folks who decided to do
military
it, who had served.
Did it give a year?
Like a branch of the military?
30s,
like
veterans? It happened in the 30s.
Yeah.
Yep.
So veterans. Some World War I veterans?
No. These were workers from the military who built the boats out of scrap construction materials. And the bottom line is they built them for fun. They are not floatable boats, but they're things that look like boats made out of old materials. So
some veterans.
This is the Corps of Army Engineers or something?
It doesn't say that, but yeah, I think it's
that
like some people
likely.
That were just stationed
like
there.
A fraternity dare.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Art project.
28 feet tall, Big Ole stands guard in Alexandria, Minnesota. Who is he?
Paul Bunyan?
I mean.
Dinosaur.
No.
Sasquatch.
No, he's a woodworker. He's a wood, what do they call those guys?
Babe the Blue Ox?
Lumberjack?
Lumberjack.
No, he's not a lumberjack.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm a...
Oh,
a moose?
A big salmon?
Not a moose. Not a salmon.
Beaver?
Elk.
I mean...
big wheel of cheese.
Squirrel.
If I tell you to look at the Twin Cities and consider their...
It's a giant Cheeto.
Cheese.
Take a look at the Twin Cities. Yes. We're in Minnesota. And think about their NFL franchise. You'd be
Vikings.
Like, oh, he's the
it's a big Viking.
America's
Vikings.
Biggest Viking statue.
Oh.
Big Ole. Sure.
Ole.
Ole is O-L-E.
Although, if you've ever seen any of the television show The Vikings, these are not people you want to celebrate in any way.
They're pretty
way.
Rough. Violence. Pretty rough around the edges, yeah. There's a 50-foot-tall stainless steel statue near Chamberlain, South Dakota. Who is it in honor of? It's absolutely fascinating statue.
What's it made out of?
Stainless steel.
Sitting
bull.
Like an indigenous person?
However, it is an indigenous person.
Okay. Oh, so it's not somebody who made
crazy
silverware.
Bull sitting.
It is the concept of an indigenous person is not representing a person who lived.
Totem pole.
This is a long shot for anybody who really knows their Simpsons, but there's a Simpsons episode where they're doing like win, lose, or draw, and the person just sketches something, and immediately someone says, "Oh, that's
Krusty
yeah,
Land."
It wasn't going to work. The statue is entitled Dignity. It was designed to represent the strength, courage, and wisdom of the Lakota and the Dakota. And if you've ever seen pictures of it, you see it up here.
Oh, yeah.
This gigantic sail blanket on the back with stained glass. It's pretty amazing. 50-foot tall. Pretty cool. At a museum in Austin, Minnesota, visitors can learn everything there is to know about an iconic American product. Maybe you saw it when I held the paper up.
Oh. Mines aren't that good.
Spam. Spam, yeah.
Spam. It's the Spam Museum.
I've been to the Spam Museum.
I love that museum.
The Spam Museum.
I grew up not that far from it.
Do you get samples?
In St. Robert, Missouri, at an outdoor rest area between St. Louis and Joplin,
oh, no.
A tourist attraction park is made up of what? This is kind of cool.
Legos?
The biggest ball of twine in Missouri.
These are all the roadside Americanas that we know, but none of those are correct.
Aluminum foil.
This is
rubber band.
Joplin, Missouri?
It has to do with being between St. Louis and Joplin in St. Robert, Missouri. It's on something. If we take a look
the
at
the freeway?
Bottom.
It's on the river.
What do you mean it's on something?
It's on something. Not on like a
like
drug
a mystery
or anything.
Mountain, mystery lookout spot or something like that?
On something.
It's on a very specific road.
Oh, okay.
Is it Route 66?
It's Route 66. It's where all the old Route 66 neon signs have been placed in one place. It's like a wandering museum to see all the big signs.
Right.
Kind of cool.
Interesting. That is kind of cool.
A throwback to the 90s, this store in Bend, Oregon is the last of its kind.
Blockbuster?
Yeah, it's the last Blockbuster. I almost held up to show you the neon sign here. It's a neon park. And then here's someone with their Blockbuster.
By the way, I saw my Blockbuster card on my keychain right here.
Wow.
Right here, come on. Here. I'm waiting to cash out. Right next to my...
Kind of surprised Bend is the city with the last Blockbuster.
Wow.
I mean, that's a major city in Oregon. It's not like...
Right, right.
You know...
Like in the boonies
or
anything.
Go to the library, go to Berkbuster.
Standing 52 feet tall and weighing 9 tons, he's the largest statue of a Native American in the world. Who is he and where is he?
Crazy Horse?
Mm-mm.
Sitting Bull?
Sitting Bull.
Mm-mm.
Geronimo?
Mm-mm.
Pocahontas.
Sort of cover up the... I mean, I don't know if the picture is going to help that much and cover up the answer.
Can't see that far.
I couldn't see the face, so...
It's in Michigan. It's in Michigan. It's in Ironwood. That's a statue of Hiawatha is what it is.
Hiawatha.
Take a quick look at the map to see where we are. And now special questions for Beth. In the 2012 Italian Nero Wolf 8-part series, what is the vague reason given for Wolf and Archie's move to Rome? Vague reason.
Carry out pizza.
Better pasta.
You know?
Carry out pizza, not Nero.
Do you remember?
Come on, Beth, you can
some
do it.
They ran into some problem with the U.S. government.
That's it. It says a problem with the police in New York. It was never discussed further.
I own that Italian.
Darn those ice raids.
Yep.
Series.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as the Maury Chaykin version, but still.
Which actor played Archie Goodwin in the 1959 TV pilot?
Ooh.
If Beth would like to watch it, it's on YouTube, is what it says.
Hold on. I should
very famous actor. If only Dan were here to commiserate with Dave to come up with this very famous Canadian actor.
Canadian.
I think I know.
It's not Lionel Stander.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Canadian.
William Shatner?
It's William Shatner. Actually played Archie Goodwin. Pretty interesting. Here's the picture of him, like, literally in the episode. Isn't that wild? Captain Kirk himself. That's crazy.
Really wouldn't have cast Shatner as Archie Goodwin, but...
But, you know, anything's possible.
True.
So I'm glad we were able to divine who it was, and I apologize to Marilyn.
And questions about Nero sort of confirmed it.
There you go. I received this piece of paper with chicken scratch on it on my dresser after I went to bed last night.
Uh-oh. Tooth fairy?
You can sort of see from a distance.
Chicken scratch.
It says at the top...
We have your son hostage.
Exactly. In one way, shape, or form. It says, a lotl question. L-O-T-L.
Yes, Emmett.
So Emmett wrote questions about axolotls for you all to be able to answer here.
What are...
If you need to look it up on your phone, you can look up a picture of an axolotl.
They are beautiful creatures.
They're really cute.
They're like salamanders that...
They're often pink.
Yes.
And they regenerate everything.
What is the feathery growth that's on the head of every axolotl?
Gills. Like the gills, right?
They're
it's right
gills.
Here.
Gills. That's yeah. right. Exactly. Where do axolotls live?
The water.
On the ground.
I think you're going to need
Earth?
To be very specific.
Oh.
Like, excuse me, sir. Earth. You know where we are.
Third Earth. Rock from the sun?
Salt water?
Like lakes? They're fresh
what
water.
Lake is the lake we're
with
looking for?
Algae?
They really are only found in one oh. lake on Earth.
On Earth? Really? Yeah.
Really? Wow.
What is it?
It's a freshwater. It's a freshwater mm-mm. lake.
Wait a minute. No, no. It's a brackish water, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It's in Mexico.
Well, that's no fun.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see very much of Mexico on this map.
Lake Chipotle.
We can get there.
Tijuana? Is it Lake Tijuana?
We can get there very easily because it is the name of a sometimes slightly overrated Mexican town restaurant.
Xochimilco?
Xochimilco. Lake
oh,
Xochimilco
yeah.
is where axolotls come from. Yep.
All from that one lake, huh?
Let's see. Oh, man. I. Oh, that's really sad. Why are axolotls considered endangered? They are considered endangered.
They only live in one lake.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Clearly.
But it's just one part of it.
You need to become a multi-lake species. I mean,
yes.
really.
Let's blame the
diversify.
Victim.
Diversify.
Exactly.
Can you please evolve?
What's wrong with you?
Global warming, human intervention.
He has pollution
okay.
listed
pollution.
Here.
There you go.
These questions from my son, Emmett Mayo, who is obsessed with axolotls. Yes.
I got to look up what these things look
mm-hmm.
like.
They're so cute.
They're adorable.
Axolotls only mate for certain months of the year. Do you know what range of months those are? I have no
April
idea.
April to June.
January to December.
You said April oh. to June. It's March to June. I'm giving it to you. I mean, seriously.
Close
come
enough.
On. You know, we're good. Yep. What is an axolotl's favorite food when in captivity?
Earthworms.
Worms. Yeah, in general, worms. Earthworms are a pretty good way to think about
what
it.
What do they eat naturally?
Well, I think there are other kinds of worms.
Oh. What sorts of worms?
Mexican worms.
Tapeworms, what?
Tequila.
Algae.
Let's see. What dance do axolotls do when they're mating? It's actually bait. It's not, okay, I'll try again. It's not based on a human dance.
Oh,
there it
goes,
looks a lot like another human dance.
I was going to say the Macarena, oh. but that's not going to work.
They're doing the safety dance.
The electric slide.
The hustle.
YMCA.
The tango.
Everyone has been better than the
Watusi.
The foxtrot.
It's just a, it's closer to foxtrot than you think it is.
A waltz.
The waltz.
It's a waltz.
It's a waltz.
Yeah, they do a waltz.
Yeah.
They
the
keep
waltz?
The 3-4 time.
Oh, that's yeah. cute.
The waltz of the axolotls.
Can they really count to 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3,
mm-hmm.
really?
Do they follow the little footsteps inside their tank?
Exactly. Oh, wow. Number 7. You probably don't know this, but it's at least mildly interesting. It's too bad they're endangered. What disease are axolotls known to be immune from?
Cancer.
Cancer. They cannot
really?
Get cancer.
Are they a model so species?
It's because they can regenerate.
I just guessed, yeah, based on regeneration.
Wow.
Thank you, Dr. Fitz. Number 8, what is an axolotl's special power?
Oh.
Regeneration is definitely on the list. Yes, absolutely. Let's see. Oh, okay. What ancient Mexican god did axolotl's name come from? Don't think too hard. They are in Lake Xochimilco.
Axolotl?
Tenochtitlan?
Zolot. So X-O-L-O-T. So yeah, I mean, you're all in the wheelhouse, as we like to
close
say.
Enough.
Absolutely. Let's see. What are axolotls best known for besides regeneration and being cute?
Delicious in a stir fry. No?
Only live in one lake.
Actually, Heather's got a good lead on getting this question right, because of course this is Emmett's very opinionated view of axolotls.
Are these the memes?
What do you see in this picture that's remarkable for just something that lives under the water?
The smile?
The smile is what he has listed. They always have this little bow smile.
And that's why they're cute.
It's very cute, absolutely.
And it's not like a kind of Joker thing?
No.
It's not.
Fell in acid and got mutilated or something?
Well, this one looks a little sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Aww,
this
one isn't smiling.
Sad. Oh, the smiley one is
you
good.
You know, they are making remarkably bright creatures into a movie.
Oh, really? I still haven't read it yet.
Really? The book?
Have you read it?
No, it's on my TBR.
It's great. I fell in love with Marcellus the octopus, who keeps hoping that someone will throw him the occasional pity scallop.
Did you listen to the book Or did you read the physical one?
I read the physical one.
The audiobook, they get a different actor to read Marcellus, and it's so good.
Look at this.
So Sally Field is going to be playing
the octopus?
Lady. No. I don't know who's going
to
voice Marcellus.
I hope they get the same actor who did. I'm trying to remember who the narrator was for Marcellus.
It was such a good book.
It'll come to me.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe I'll listen to it. I think that Mara already said this, but let's see if she can bring it back to the top of her brain. In general, what kind of an animal is an axolotl?
Oh, a salamander.
It's a salamander, yes, which is just a cool word to say.
How big are they?
Yeah. You know, it's like
yay big. Yeah. We used to have one in biology.
Yeah.
They used to have one in like one of the tanks in biology. It was like yay big.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, when I was an undergrad, we had axolotls.
They're real.
You can own one. Yes,
you mean
they are very
like,
real.
Like the comparison to a lizard tank. Or like a skink or something like that.
We are going
to
get an ATP
axolotl.
Stephanie
Conant was always.
They did
put a saddle
one
on it, right at home.
An axolotl. Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is a different creature. Small creature.
Small creature.
Termigrade? I thought it was
tardigrades. Water bears.
Okay, I was close.
They're very cute as well.
But they're microscopic.
They're microscopic. They're very
cute. Cute.
They're so chunky.
Their faces are weird.
But they're chunky.
I can see the way that Emmett is putting these questions together because I said 12 to 15 questions to make it a good set, right? And he stopped at 12. So this
very
will
nice.
Be the last question. He also finished with done, exclamation point.
Done.
So that's
thank
cute.
You, Emmett.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. How many plush axolotls does Professor Mayo's youngest son
own?
Oh,
my goodness. Okay, so he has broccoli, and he has the black one with the blue. He has the
guess.
Pink one. I'm going to say 6 to 7 axolotls.
You said 7 too, Professor Barlow. It's 8, and so I'm giving it to you all. It's 8 with an exclamation point.
8?
Oh, 8 factorial?
So it sounds like he needs more, so I'm correct.
Yeah, the pink one is Grace.
Probably is.
Yeah, Grace and broccoli are his two like, go-tos.
Oh, my gosh. Emmett does love his axolotls. Now,
I'm like that with elephants.
That's
oh, yes.
cool, though.
Elephants
I have,
are amazing.
You know?
Like
Heather really
two,
likes elephants, too.
2.5 dozen of stuffed elephants.
Wow.
When
I love that.
When Emmett turned 13 last year, my wife and I had talked to each other ahead of time. We're like, we're not going to do this because we know that sometimes that can be a little bit weird. But like, do you want us to get you an axolotl to learn to take care of it? And he's like, oh, heck no. Like, I'll probably kill it on day one. Like, I love my little plushies. I'm like, all right. That saved
himself.
Me a few hundred
low
bucks.
Maintenance.
But he wanted his chocolate accent wall, and he got it.
He absolutely got it.
Which
and
is
it's still
awesome.
In his bedroom, the chocolate accent wall. Oh my God!
Unless
I can't believe.
Unless you repainted
no,
it.
No, we did not. We. I don't
wanted,
even venture in there if I don't have to.
That's the
all
color
I got
of
to
his
say.
Wall. His
he's got a one wall. Wall in his four wall bedroom that's a deep chocolate yeah. brown. That's what he wanted. So.
Okay.
Is it themed like Hershey's or is it just the color?
No, it's just that was his favorite color at
I
the
thought
time.
It looked
so.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it does. It looks very nice. Yeah.
Accent walls are cool.
They are cool. You know who else is cool? This panel, but the time has come for us to say goodbye. Beth.
Goodbye.
Molly.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Mara.
Oh, bye.
Danielle.
Adios.
Madison.
Au revoir.
Dave.
See ya.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Thank you.